All right, it's Wednesday, April 19th. It's the Rundown. It's brought to you by Fuego Box. Fuego Box is a hot sauce subscription company where they will send you one sauce, three sauces every single month, whatever you want, however many you want to get, they'll send to you. They have all sorts of different flavors. They have all sorts of different hotness, spicy, atomic, things that are going to blow your mind. Good flavors, not just, you know, hot. They have thick, delicious sauces. Mm. Use the code RUNDOWN, you're going to get $10 off. So that's it. Fuegobox.com. Use the code RUNDOWN. Get $10 off, and you can get your shipments today.
Your thick, delicious sauces.
Thick.
Thick. You know, I hate, like, the Tabasco sauce is just, like, water.
Yeah.
I want it to be sauce.
True.
That's what Fuego Box.
You want some, girth
some thickness.
I just want a little thick cream, you know?
Yeah, that's what I do it.
Want my mouth to hurt.
Thick sauce in my mouth, okay?
God damn it.
Aaron Hernandez is dead as shit.
He's so dead.
He killed himself.
That was problematic.
There's a lot of different ways to go. First off, he dies an innocent man, which is wild.
That's crazy.
Technically not guilty of murder, which we were saying earlier might have some, like, salary pension implications, but I can't imagine they're gonna, like, let that happen.
I don't know if it has that. I know it means that his estate can't be attacked in a civil case. So whatever money he does have left, the Lloyd family can't go after.
So I was trying to get a little woke on this. I really didn't think for a minute that he killed himself. Two things happened. One, that seems, like, very important.
That, like, so his daughter could have some money?
Yes.
Yeah.
I could see someone kill himself over that. Two, we had a correctional officer call Parcel Radio and was like, this happens all the time. All the time.
Like, yeah. This is the 24th person to kill themselves at this prison since 2010.
It's wild.
And I'm not surprised.
And no, the second one this year.
I didn't think you could really do it with just, like, a bed sheet and a window. He's like, you can hang yourself from the top bunk of a bed.
Dude, I told you you could do it from a doorknob. I know, you said bullshit.
I didn't believe it, but I don't believe you.
Well, I know what I'm talking about.
I believe the correctional officer who was... Here's my thing. If you can put your feet on the ground, I feel like your human reflex, you'll eventually just put your feet down and won't kill yourself. This guy's like, no, you can strangle yourself till you pass out.
I was going to say,
stay passed out.
I think you can pass out quick.
That's wild.
Just whatever. Go ahead.
I was going to say, never suspended by the NFL.
Right.
Officially never suspended.
Not guilty and no suspension.
For me, I was shocked. I was shocked by the whole thing.
Me too.
And the guy's a scumbag. He's a murderer. But terrible. The whole thing is tragic. When you look at it in every different direction, you know, the people he killed, tragic. The people he, you know, the daughter he left behind, tragic. The fact that, like, I don't know, was he addicted to drugs? And I mean, like, the whole thing's sad.
What do you think of these latest rumors?
That he's gay?
The latest rumor, so apparently there's a Michelle McPhee, I believe is her name, is a Boston reporter. She is writing a book that apparently is going to come out with details that he was gay with Odin Lloyd, and that's why he killed him, because it was going to get out, and that's why he killed himself now, because this book is going to come out with these details.
Wouldn't you want... Wouldn't you, like, do better in prison, though?
Yeah, I mean, being gay in prison is, like, standard.
I don't think even if you're gay, I don't think being raped is fun.
No, I'm not saying raped, but, like, probably a lot of dudes that want to have sex with you in prison.
Sucking all the dicks?
Yeah.
I mean, chicks love him. He's a pretty guy. He was a pretty man.
He's a handsome man.
Yeah.
He's a handsome man.
There was a WEEI caller, Rabbit, who said that he spoke to Aaron Hernandez, like, yesterday, and he told him, like, there's this book coming out, and it's going to release that I'm gay, and, like, this is a problem for me. And DEI apparently was, like, running with it. I have no idea. Like, obviously, completely unsubstantiated shit, but there is this weird little underlying rumor of gay being at the center of all this shit.
The whole thing is wild.
There's so much.
Imagine if you went on, like, a murderous rampage and then also killed yourself, all because you're gay in the year 2017.
That's
2016. Come out, bro.
Did you see the Barstool OG account tweeted the punt competition? We were talking about that day. Zoltan Mesko, remember? Zoltan Mesko, that was the day that he was arrested. Aaron Hernandez was arrested. And it was before Aaron Hernandez was arrested. He was arrested in the afternoon. Zoltan Mesko said to us, I know that, like, he's like, yeah, I believe he killed that guy. And I bet you he killed other people,
yes.
too.
Yes.
And we're what?
He said,
this is before any of this came out.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Mesko was like,
Shout out to Zoltan.
And Gaskowski. He's like, me and Gaskowski, we talk about it all the time. Like everyone in the locker room was scared of Hernandez. Everyone, like, when Hernandez puts on music, people don't go change it because everyone knows he's out of his fucking mind.
Right.
And Mesko was saying that. That was, we were in Dedham, I think, at the high school. And you could see the fucking helicopters following Hernandez down 95. Yeah,
that's right.
After he'd just gone to meet with Belichick and Kraft and basically got cut because he was just charged with murder.
Wild.
It was insane to tweet that this day. Yeah. But it was. I wrote the post just to kind of tie this all together. I wrote the post that it was sad. some people disagree with me. I think it's fucking, it's
the
whole
thing. I understand what you're saying. I think when you say that, you're minimizing, and I know you don't mean to, but I think it comes across as you're minimizing how much of a scumbag he is.
I don't think so. I think the whole thing is...
I think most people's gut reaction is like, fuck that dude, I'm glad he's dead. And when you come from a different angle of like, it's sad, it makes it sound like you don't think that he's a bad dude.
Yeah, I mean,
I never say he's a good guy. I think that's thinking about it like really small.
That's a simple-minded approach to be like, you can't just look at it,
people were
murdered, someone committed suicide, a daughter is going to be raised without a father. Yeah. That's sad. Right. All that is sad.
Especially when you see the pictures of like him blowing his daughter a kiss 6 days ago.
I don't have like, sympathy for him.
I think she's probably better off.
No, I empathize with it.
Yeah,
but, like,
it's sad.
It's fucking like, just like, do you see the man he used to be? Like the how fucking gone things have gotten. And Dan Wetzel is a Yahoo reporter. He said that in former players he's talked to, one of the first questions they all ask is like, will there be an autopsy? Because they think CTE played a factor.
Big time.
Come on.
CTE, I'm with you on that.
Get the fuck out of here with the CTE.
I don't
bullshit.
Doubt that he probably has CTE. That doesn't turn you into a fucking
serial killer. He doesn't have
CTE.
Killer. You can't, first of all.
Oh, I think he has CTE. But I don't think that's
I would not be surprised by that. But
they say 94% of football players have CTE. In all likelihood, he has CTE.
Dude, the results.
I'm not saying
but
that.
You realize that the results you're quoting there are the people who have killed themselves and donated their brains to study.
No, it was over 300 brains tested.
That's a very small
not
sample size.
Not many of them
size.
Killed themselves.
But that's a very small sample size.
Yeah, but
I'm
I think a significant amount of people have it. But I don't think that led to this.
I just can't stand the instant, like, football player dies or commits suicide, CTE. I hate that.
I was the one who asked the question. It was the former player.
So fuck that guy, whoever.
I really bet he has it. I just don't think. I don't care.
Right. No, I think he has it. I don't think. I think it was more the angel dust rather than the CTE.
Eight. And like, he's just a fucking crazy person.
Right.
Keeping within the Patriots world here, White House trip today for the Patriots because they win the Super Bowl all the fucking time. We'll start with Gronk doing Gronk things, interrupting Sean Spicer's. Press
See,
report.
How fucking bad is Sean Spicer's job when Gronk's like, hey, I'll do it, bro.
Can I just... I think I got this, but thank you. Maybe. All right, thanks, man. I'll see you in a minute. Hold on.
Dude.
And everyone in the world was kind of just like, yeah, he'd probably be better than Spicy.
Spicer kind of just like handled it like funny, like, hey, man, I got this, and it was fine. But like, you don't even do that. If you're not a total joke, nobody's doing that. No one's clowning you like that unless you are a fucking joke.
They were probably
so even Gronk, who's the biggest idiot in the world, is like, I'm pretty sure this guy's dumber than me.
Gronk probably doesn't even know why he did it.
Right.
But someone was like, hey, go do that. Just go storm the set and storm the stage and ask Spicer if he needs a hand. People will love it. Gronk's like, all right. Like when you tell a kid to swear,
right?
Because it's funny.
They don't know why it's wrong.
Hey, say fuck, say fuck. You're like, fuck, and everyone's like, ah.
The thought of Gronk in the White House just cracks me up.
Oh yeah.
Just going around like upper decking the toilets,
just
eating shit
oath.
Out of the cat. Cabinets, but Tom Brady not going. That's I know his mom's sick, but like after all of the Tom Brady loves Trump thing, that's kind of a crazy move.
Yeah, well, so the report was he fully intended on going, right? And then there was a family event, which I guess assumes his mom. But
I think I'm sure his mother's sick, but I think he could have made it sure if he wanted to. I think he's probably pretty ready to distance himself.
If you're Trump, you got to be pissed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But you kind of be like, you blame it on your mom, so to speak. But I think Tom's probably pretty sick of hearing like how he's Trump's best friend.
Right.
You know? He doesn't need to be fucking standing behind Trump while Trump like waxes poetic about all the great phone conversations they had and all that shit.
Right.
He's probably like, I'm just going to fucking take this one off. But it is funny to see people who are immediately like, it's not a political statement, who are the same people who, when he did it to Obama, they were like, this is a political statement.
Absolutely.
He's a Republican. He doesn't want to get connected to him to ruin a potential political career. And it's like, well, they've met before, and he's met Trump before, but he doesn't want to do this bullshit because he doesn't want to have that runaround.
Is there a chance that Giselle fucking laid the hammer down?
No.
Probably. There's always a chance,
but like,
there's always
a
chance someone's wife lays the hammer.
That's the craziest thing to think about. Like, Tom Brady could get told what to do.
Yeah, right.
Like, that really puts everything in perspective.
I mean, especially her when she's like technically the breadwinner of that family. Chicks don't give a fuck
but
who
it's
you
so
are, what
crazy.
You're doing. They will just lower the hammer on you.
Like Tom Brady, the guy who probably every guy in the world would trade lives with, he still gets fucking told what to do.
Yep.
It's fucked up.
And in that moment, he's like everyone else. He's probably just like,
oh, all right, fuck.
Fine.
Yeah.
Shout out to Trump, too, dropping the when you're trying to fix the, when you're trying to, what is it, trying to make a great country just so you're trying to make a great football team, like Coach Belichick says, there are no days off.
No days off.
Motherfucker has famously gone golfing every single goddamn weekend.
There's like a Twitter account dedicated to counting exactly how many days you've taken off.
He's on par to spend, what, more vacation, more money in his first year vacationing than Obama spent in eight. But he's
but
he's,
no days off.
I mean, it still doesn't. It still doesn't top Belichick trying to get everyone to chant "No days off" at the parade. Well, whenever
Belichick
taking
got a
day
couple
off.
Mimosas, a couple mimosas.
Yo, Trump's a big dude. You see him next to football players, and he's like still
he's
like their
man.
Size. He's a big fucking cat.
Standing small
next
hands
next to Belichick.
Tiny little hands.
Keep it moving here with this viral video of these two dudes playing tennis, two like scrubs in some sort of like fake tennis match. I don't know where they were. But
Sarasota.
What is that? Is that like in
Florida?
Yeah.
But is that like an amateur tennis thing or?
I think they have a bunch of tournaments.
So this was like pro. This was like
yeah,
the ATP
so.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So they're playing and there's a couple nearby or in the stadium or somewhere, and this
across
chick
the lake.
Just getting across the lake.
Across
the
well, sound travels
yeah,
well.
Travels
she was
over the water.
And pounded yeah. Then. That traveled across a whole body of water.
That's no, that's they, how it reverberates.
Oh, the reverberation.
Learn how to sound works,
lake
dude.
Reverberation effect.
Idiot.
My bad.
I still hear it. It's still going. What is going
it
on?
It can't be that good!
The chick just moaning. I thought the highlight was the dude being like, it's not that good.
Yeah, it can't be that good.
Because that's true. It's never that good. Anytime a chick's putting on a performance like that, your dick game is not that good.
And,
she's
and
hamming
it's a little insulting, too.
Yeah, it's patronizing.
It's a turnoff where you're like, oh, come the fuck
right.
on,
that's
man.
Okay.
I need a little bit of acting. Don't overdo it.
Right. The story here, though, to me is these guys in tennis shorts, a little tight tennis shorts, and a chick starts moaning. I mean, if chick moans for more than a minute, I'm starting to get like thoughts.
Half
and,
watching the video.
Yeah, right. Like that will do it. Just chick, just going
I'm
crazy.
I'm gonna disagree. I think I need to be a little more involved in the moaning.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It just get. I'm not saying I'd be like rock hard, but I'd just be like.
Well,
oh.
Now, we're
okay, well
now we're talking about it.
The blood's flowing.
It's got
right.
a little pulse.
The
right.
blood's flowing.
The only thing that would counteract it is the athletic dick, where like whenever you're working out
it's
or
like,
playing basketball,
goes inside.
It's a little fucking tic tac.
It retreats inside the shell.
That's the worst when you're like playing basketball and you get hit in the balls and you're like, actually, that didn't hurt because my dick is
my
this small
hidden.
Right now.
I like how the commentators were like,
I gotta fake it. Oh shit, you got me in my nuts, bro.
But your nuts don't go anywhere, Dan.
No, they get
nuts,
everything gets everything gets fucking tight.
The nuts
everything
tight.
Gets
like
tight.
You have a little bit of armor.
Yeah. Everything gets tight.
Yeah, in armadillos.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh,
they
yeah.
know that like, hey, you have to use your blood for your heart to stay alive. So we're gonna just. Vacate this area right now.
We will
you got science
we will talk
as well.
More
that,
about
that sounded, as you said that,
sounded
I was
really
like, oh,
smart.
Dan knows what that's
gonna...
about.
We will talk more about basketball in the after show. There's a lot to talk about. Coley Mick and
his
cardio performance wasn't the strongest.
I'm an unbiased, we will be good.
We'll get into the whole saga.
I have not heard any of it, so.
Okay. But first, the second portion of the rundown is brought to you by Dude Wipes. Go to dudeproducts.com/barstool. Stay fresh. Listen, we're guys, you're always traveling, you're on the road, you're up late, you're in hotels, you gotta just travel on the go, shower on the go. You don't always have a bathroom. You gotta have the Dude products. You have the Dude wipes, the Dude shower, wipe yourself down. As good as new, as fresh as after you come out of a shower. And right now, if you go to dudeproducts.com/barstool, you're gonna get 15% off. It comes in travel sizes, home sizes, every different type of wipe you need to give yourself a little shower on the go. We got this fucking asshole chick giving a dead pigeon CPR. I hate this girl. I hate her. Awesome moment when she's fucking sitting there, she's mouth to mouth, she's giving it CPR, and then its dead pigeon head just flops fucking down because it's a dead pigeon, lady. I can't imagine how big of an asshole you need to be to give a dead pigeon CPR. We were making a lot of strides a couple weeks ago. There was that video of the chick who got her head stuck in the subway door and not a single person helped her.
That almost happened to me today.
Dan.
We were going to buy a conversion van in Queens and I got the stops wrong and I peeled the door open and held it open while Hank was able to run under my arms. It was a heroic effort.
I wish
that's
you had
like Spider-Man.
Yeah, I was just there. I'll stop.
If you
and then he opened
when
it, made me look like an asshole.
No, nobody. Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, then they just open the doors, and then you're just like, oh.
Okay. But nobody helped that chick, and I thought we were taking steps in the right direction towards being normal people who just go about their business. And then I got this chick mouth to mouth on a dead wing rat. It's disgusting.
It's disgusting, but I get where I like where her head was at because that
There's no defending.
Let me finish. I like how she had no idea what to do, but she tried to help still. Because that thing's neck was clearly broken. It
so
wasn't
broken.
It wasn't a cardiovascular issue.
No, there was no heart issue.
But it was like that's kind of how I am when it's just like oh like when someone goes wrong with the car. I'm like, lift up the hood. Yeah, I know what I'm doing under here. Yeah. She's like, I know how to rescue
CPR.
This animal. I'll blow into its mouth.
She's faking it.
You can't, you can't rescue that animal. That animal's, like, even if that animal gets a heartbeat
back, it's still dead. Let's stop even throwing around the word animal. We're talking about a dead pigeon. This is the scum of the fucking earth. This is nothing more than a carrier of the
But you
the
have
plane.
To just let the, I mean, I think I told the story on KS Radio when I had to kill that bird.
Yeah.
I had to kill a bird.
Oh, can we retell this one?
Yeah, I mean, I had to, it was
this
like the dead of winter.
Wild
in
Dan
Chicago.
Story.
No, it's not that
yes,
wild.
It is.
I was humane.
He's going to try, no.
It was the dead
no.
of winter in Chicago.
No.
It was like,
no,
it was maybe 10 degrees, snow on the ground everywhere. I was in a parking lot. I look over, there's a little bird that's like, basically dead, but still alive. And I was like, all right, here's well, the one thing I can do is call animal control. They're like, fuck you, dude. You're like, we're not going to come pick up a bird. Or I could kill it and take it out of its misery. So that's what I did.
He took a giant block of ice and he smashed it.
And walked away.
Tell me that's not a weird move.
That's a fucking, that's a.
No,
that's,
no.
That
weird
is a
move.
Purple Heart move.
No.
Chaps should.
No, no, no.
That's,
no.
No. Dude.
There's something wrong with you if you can pick up
no.
a... I don't care if you're doing... What your reason you're doing
what
for
I did was for the greater good.
If you smash an animal
no.
with a block of ice,
no.
something's wrong with you.
What I did was for the greater good. I needed to be done.
I'm with Dan here.
That
no
bird
way.
Was suffering so much.
No.
And there was no coming back from his injuries. If it was the middle of summer, I would have been like, all right, let's see if we can save this thing. Fucking, you think animal control is going to come fucking drive for a little bird? No. Like, the thing had to die. It had to die.
I did it.
I
would absolutely just let that thing
stone cold kill
die eventually. I'm not smashing it with a giant block of ice.
What do you say? What do you
Sick.
Say?
I'm also, shout out to, I mean, this is an Office episode.
Yeah, true.
Michael Scott just
sure.
is the Office.
You can't get diseases from a bird.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, that's so gross.
Clem had it right in his blog, though. This is how the plague starts.
Yes.
You know, we're mixing human germs with the fucking pigeon germs. Next thing you know,
you're
we're
talking
all
about
dead.
AIDS.
So true.
Right.
So true.
real quick, Elizabeth Warren says that her favorite curse word is poop.
She's the worst.
This is just, I hate your guts.
Inside the actor's studio part of this interview
okay.
now. I'm not going to ask you for your favorite curse word. Actually, I am. Do you have a favorite curse word?
Poop.
Oh.
This is why people hate like all politicians on all different sides, because they're not humans. They're not normal. She either really said this or this was like her canned answer. So either way, it's like you're so contrived and fake that you said poop. Or you actually like thought this was a curse word, but either way, if you called the shit poop, I hate your guts.
I think Riggs did a blog about it the other day. Like her favorite show is Ballers, so her favorite show's Ballers, and
that might be. Worse
no, maybe
than
maybe not
poop.
Favorite show, but she spent election night watching Ballers.
Something's really wrong with
and,
that. Shit.
And now her favorite curse word is poop.
That's such a try hard move to be like, oh yeah, I'm such a bad girl. I say poop.
Poop's kind of a funny word.
Poop's very funny.
So I don't.
It's not a swear.
It's not. No, it's not
yeah.
a swear.
Swear.
But it's a funny word.
Right,
poop.
But she thinks it's like a bad, like I said, poop.
She's I don't
a,
know.
You know what she is? She's a fuckhead.
She's a,
that's a swear for you, Elizabeth.
You're a cocksucker.
I've been Elizabeth getting
Warren.
Really into fuckhead.
Yeah,
it sounds good. Just say it.
You're
I was
a real gonna say bozo. I've been getting into bozo.
Bozo.
Not,
I like
okay,
that
Elizabeth
one.
Warren.
I like bozo.
Swear word.
Bozo. Yeah,
you're
you fucking
on a limb there.
Well, you go a fucking bozo.
Yeah, okay.
No, okay. I'm fucking bozo. I think bozo is demeaning enough because it's like. It's like, it's not even that bad, but you're such a bozo. It's not.
What about this one? Here's the other one I had. What turkey? You're such a turkey.
Drive turkey.
That's like the
that's
old smoking
man.
Commercial.
Yeah.
I'm not a chicken, you're
like
a turkey.
What a turkey that guy is. Turkey's a good one. Now that
you're
I'm saying
it
out loud, I'm really in on turkey.
I mean, I'm bozo, I'm out
Gold
on
looks like a fucking turkey right now. Look at him. Gobble, gobble, you bitch.
Yeah, you fuckhead.
Gobble, gobble.
You're kicking
turkey
you're,
ass bitch.
You're kicking your boy Coley while he's down because the Celtics are fucked.
Celtics are fucked.
They're fucked.
I tried to tell Danny.
Dude, I
fucking listen.
He was on it from the beginning.
Yeah,
he was.
He
was very
okay.
down on the Celtics. I was like, really? And then there we go.
I always thought I think I said before the series started the Bulls had a 30% chance, which is way more than an 8 seed should have. The Bulls are playing out of their fucking minds. I don't. guys are hitting shots. Like, Dwayne Wade's draining threes. Michael Carter Williams hitting shots. Nico's, like, it's fucking stupid how the Bulls are playing, and it's making me think they can win the East, and that's so bad.
That's incorrect. Dwayne Wade the past 2 years are shooting 60% from
three. The way they played
three.
Last night, they could win the East.
No, they couldn't.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah, they, dude, they Cavs, I mean, they have shot people like 65%.
Yeah, but the Cavs have people who can rebound. Yeah, like, but the Celtics,
I'm just saying,
not.
If they shoot like 70% from the field for the rest of the playoffs,
Dan, if
they
never miss
the
another
title.
Shot, I agree, they're going to be tough to beat.
Dude, Robin Lopez keeps shooting 80%.
Get a rebound.
The Celtics cannot rebound.
I know they're a bad rebounding team, but this is not.
Can't do it. They can't do it.
Wasn't
Al Horford supposed to be a rebounder?
No, he's always been a career like seven. He just has a very solid all-around game.
He needs a big guy next to him.
I saw a stat at the end of the regular season. I think it was one of those Bleacher Report videos. It was like, in all eight games where Al Horford has 10 rebounds, like, they win or whatever. And I was like, that's it?
We were probably
only done it eight times.
We were playing some short scrubs in those games. But, that doesn't
wild.
Surprise me at all.
Are people going to start turning on Danny Ainge? Because, like, this is the classic. He has a bunch of nice pieces, but everyone knows in the NBA you need the best player. And that's part of why the Bulls are winning this series. Jimmy Butler's the best player.
Yeah, no. Last night I was getting it from both angles, Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens. Yeah. Like, Brad Stevens.
I don't think it's Brad Stevens' fault as much as.
No, but he's 2-10 now, which is the worst playoff record start ever for a coach.
Coaching
not
for
good.
His job.
He's absolutely coaching for his job, folks. And Danny Ainge, people are like, why didn't you trade for Paul George and still lose to LeBron? Like, the people they want us to trade for, Serge Ibaka, Paul George, Jimmy Butler, none of them are rebounders. Not a single one of them.
No, I know. Yeah, that's true.
Paul George wants to play for the Lakers.
But Jimmy Butler, if Jimmy Butler was on the Celtics, I would say they would have had a shot against the Cavs.
They wouldn't, though.
They can't rebound still. But the biggest thing that I've noticed is, like, if Isaiah Thomas is your best player, that's not – you're never
going to
win anything.
Do you think you're now going to avoid them opening up the bank for him? Because I know you were worried about them. Just
like,
the
weird thing is, like, other than Rondo, like, stomping on his throat, like, he's playing well.
Yeah.
Like, offensively, he's there. Yeah, it's not like the Hawks last year where we were like, oh, you have to actually play shooting guard because they're just trapping you at half court. He's playing well.
Yeah.
We know he stinks. He's the worst defensive player in the league. Like, that – Rondo's just walking to the rim when
he
wants to.
The only thing I'll say is good for your future is I feel like rebounding is something you can just, like, acquire. Just go get
Robin Lopez.
We haven't since we traded Kendrick Perkins. We simply haven't acquired rebounding.
Right. The Isaiah would be the perfect second best guy on a team.
Yeah.
I think he's the perfect Manu.
Okay.
He's the perfect
Hot guy off, like a rich man's Nate Robinson.
Super rich.
Yeah, but in that line where it's like you bring him off the bench and he just fucking scores 12 points in 4 minutes.
If you're relying
like
on him in any
shit.
Way defensively, you're totally fucked.
That's
too.
The thing. Like,
so he's got to just be like a spark plug and that's it.
He can still play like 30 minutes a game. Like, he can still get starters minutes, but like there's no one he can defend. Like, and he tries, but that at some point, like, trying doesn't matter if like
you
continually
just
fail.
Can't execute. Yeah.
Right.
Like, and Rondo, I told you, he's been playing this all year. He's just wanted to play the Celtics in Boston.
He was, you could tell, right? You could tell 3 minutes in the game, you're like, Rondo's fucking locked in. The Bulls are going to do it to me. I mean,
they
oh my God, they can fucking.
You have been roped back in.
Dan keeps saying it and then going, fuck.
Yeah, because I know it. It's so stupid.
The Bulls can win the East.
I know how stupid I am, and it's like I'm just walking into this big fucking trap, and it's like that. But maybe this time. Maybe this time it won't clamp down on me.
Guy Pax are good.
Yeah, that's the tragic part. They're going to get like a 10-year extension. It's unbelievable.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
You pulling down boards for the Barstool basketball team? Is that
your
goal?
Until I had like a minor aneurysm last night, I'd take myself out of the game.
Right.
But,
what happened there? You had a minor aneurysm?
Yeah, a minor one.
I think his cardio conditioning is not...
Got it.
Like, last 2 weeks, I was fine. We played, like, seven games last week.
It wasn't
this week, out of nowhere, like, I just second half, I'd
Coach Nate was,
out.
Like, trying to put him in, and he was like,
no,
I'm dying.
You told him to fuck himself?
My eyes were redder than the sweatshirt. Like, I was clearly, like, not okay. Like, it wasn't like I don't feel well, no one can tell. Like, I looked poor.
Something
I looked
wrong.
Worse than I do normally.
So
that's bad?
It's terrible.
So here's the drama.
So,
Nate
tell me the
late.
Drama.
Nate, there's a
Coach
big,
Nate.
There's Coach Nate. There's a big problem between: are we doing this to like compete, or are we doing this for content? Nate shows up late.
Coach Nate nowhere to be found at tip-off.
Coach Nate is not here for game number one.
He strolls in late. Obviously, the team not happy with him. Nate's got excuses. He's blaming Smitty. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. There's a little bit of a Nate Smitty feud going on.
And tries to deliver a pregame speech at halftime. He tried to do the Jimmy Valvano like word for word. And these guys were kind of like, we're playing now. We're actually trying to win.
We're copying speeches, Nate?
And so now there's it's GM Smitty versus Coach Nate. There's a little Caleb Francis thing going on.
The Caleb Francis thing's wild. In radio today, Francis basically said like Caleb didn't play D1 football. He was just a mascot. And he played lacrosse at Harvard,
also,
so he's a better athlete.
You guys have to take this with a grain of salt when you talk about Francis, because basketball is his eighth best sport.
Issue. It's like my eighth best sport.
Oh! You see? That's my issue. Yeah.
What's
my
number
issue?
One? Like rowing?
I played lacrosse in college.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
And I didn't sit on the bench like the guy to my right here, you know?
So. Oh. Crazy. Ooh, wow. Okay. Shots fired.
Oh, wow. Just let's get to Nate and Smitty, but just on the record, in terms of like life, I'd rather go to Harvard, but in terms of college experience, I'd much rather be the backup quarterback at UNC than a lacrosse player at Harvard.
Yeah.
That's not even close. Yeah. Like, we all agree on that. Yeah. Harvard is good after you graduate because you can walk around saying you went to Harvard.
But if you both end up here.
Yeah, but you both end up here. So I'd probably lean towards Caleb.
All things the same.
Being the backup quarterback at UNC is probably pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, I'd say it's not bad.
Pretty fucking sweet. I don't care.
Again, to the dude who's going to be drafted like top five.
Yeah.
So Nate shows up late, and that's. I think he's also, by the way, been officially replaced by Coach Francesca. She's the Becky Hammon of the Barstool.
Did Nate get fired, or did he resign?
He resigned like three times. He's also been basically impeached. I think like he's been voted off the island at this point.
No, he.
So is this something that the team is actually upset about?
Here's what I'm.
Nate's substitution patterns leave a lot to be desired.
But here's
as an objective person here. They're taking it seriously. And then Caleb's mad, like he's
I
want to compete
fucking
and play,
Nate
and Nate is like, I'm here to make a funny video.
Okay.
But either way, he shouldn't be showing up late because he's an asshole.
My only question is, was there any doubt that this is exactly how it was going to end up? Like Nate and Smitty getting in a fight about...
I've also learned...
Like, that's what we were... That was we started this thing, we turned the key, we're driving down the road, it's going to end up Nate and Smitty getting in a fight. So I don't know why
we
were
anyone
surprised.
I am a little bit surprised by... Nate is literally... physically impossible. It's impossible for him to not talk about Smitty. I said to him, I was like, stop talking about that for a second. What about Caleb and Francis? And Nate was like, it's the GM Smitty. Like he can't. His mouth.
I agree with that.
Say Smitty. The words have to come out of his mouth.
I agree with that. But in a little bit of defense of Nate, and I missed this whole thing. Smitty did make him the coach just to basically make fun of him, right?
That is completely false.
I mean, 100% Smitty,
false.
That's
that
false.
Is 100%
Smitty,
false.
That's false. Like, you're just lying to us.
So you hired Nate to actually call
coach,
plays?
Coach, to call plays? The guy who doesn't play
basketball
and says
absolutely, because
he's admitted he doesn't know how to play basketball?
Because we're in the content business. I'm putting together
but
the best
that's
video
my,
for content.
So you just agreed to my point.
So here's the thing.
You literally agreed to my
or,
point.
Or I'm putting in a position to surprise everyone and to win.
You are both. Everyone here is playing both sides. Of sometimes you want it to be about content and sometimes you want it to be about like we're trying to win. We're trying to win.
But you're not. You're trying to. You made Nate the coach to embarrass him, and that's fine.
No,
because it's funny when Nate's like weird and creepy. But that's what you did.
I put Nate.
That's let's just if we put it all out on the table, I think we'd all be a lot more comfortable with it. Nate was put in place to be weird and creepy. And he was weird and creepy, and he got fired for being...
I disagree, Nate. Nate has not been fired. He resigned on his own for the second time, and now he is back as head coach. He will be coaching on Monday.
See?
He will be coaching on Monday.
I love it, but it's also so predictable that, like, why is anyone getting upset about any of this?
Fran, first of all, by the way, she's like a legit basketball coach. The way she was talking
that's
on the radio,
why she's an assistant.
It was wild. She was talking about, like, substitution schemes and, like, what defense to play. I was like, what's going on
I was trying to drop
here?
An inbound play for Nate last night. He's like, oh, we're just going to just go. And I that's what Nate's there for.
Wait, were
he's
you there last night?
No, I was
there. When he shows up, that's the issue.
To break it down to some specifics, there was, like, 6 minutes to go. They were down 5. And he took out Kay Marco.
Yeah, our
and
best
like
player.
Sat him on the bench for like a long time.
Yeah. He's gotta save his minutes for later in the season.
And,
like
and they, also had, they also had like two timeouts. It was not a good
listen,
X's
but,
and O's
okay.
performance.
All right, but that's exactly my point.
Yeah.
You start a basketball league and you're like, we're gonna make Nate the coach. Do you really think he's gonna be a good coach? Do you
I
think he's
wouldn't.
Gonna do anything? He's doing exactly what we expected Nate to do. So then to get mad at him for that is crazy.
He is.
That's crazy to me. Yeah. That's the crazy
part. So woke.
No, dude, that's not woke. You literally made him a coach to make fun of him. That's what you did.
No, I didn't say make fun of him. I think we're putting himself in an opportunity.
You're not trying to make him shine, though. Come on.
What do you mean absolutely not make him shine? No, everyone loves a comeback story in life. Look at this guy.
He doesn't know anything about basketball. You're not.
What do you mean he doesn't know anything about basketball? Do you see his Wizards blogs? His Maryland blogs?
Dude, he... This is.
Yeah, you're spot on. Obviously,
you are, Nate. You all also do get obsessed with Smitty, so you're not fully.
Yo, today was wild.
When we left him, the three of us went to YouTube after this, after the whole radio thing. They just kept fucking fighting in the cab.
We were bitching in the cab with John.
Yelling at each other in a cab.
John put his headphones on.
I put my headphones on. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like
it was very funny.
Yeah.
I knew it was happening, and I was like just looking at it.
Like, it's not funny at all.
It's pretty funny.
But that's what you wanted.
Okay, so
this is crazy to me.
I did not want it to be Nate versus Smitty, you know, content. You drive the car, and this is the dish we're going to drive.
I
wanted to be Nate in charge of a Hard Knocks sort of team, and we're all taking him seriously.
But you were like tweeting at him, like chirping him about being late and being
because
like,
he wasn't
he's
there.
The
point of the video was to make content, and he doesn't even show up for the fucking video.
It takes two to tango. You guys fucking love fighting with each other. So don't tell me that you don't, and don't tell me that this isn't where it was going.
If I put anybody in their head coach and they show up a half hour late to the game, I'm going to be chirping them.
You chirp Nate more, and Nate chirps back more. This is the Nate-Smitty relationship. I'm calling it how I see it. You guys love to go at each other, and that I love it too. But let's not pretend like we're not doing this.
It was they wanted Nate to be a coach because he'd be bad at coaching, and the funny appeal is that everybody on the team is bad at basketball.
Right.
So they just wanted it to be like a bad basketball thing, not a specific Nate thing.
Disney.
But I think we know.
You mean this became Nate? Come on, Smitty. I mean, there's wanted it to be a little bit of Nate.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I agree with you, but.
Go ahead. I do think that a problem is, like, it's good content, me being the coach, them being terrible at basketball, but they're the ones playing, and then they realize, oh, shit, I actually want to win this game, and Nate knows nothing about coaching basketball.
Yeah.
So then they get really mad at me when I do dumb basketball things. But at the end of the day, we're, like, a content company, not a basketball team, so that's good content, but they get really fucking pissed at me that I'm being a bad basketball coach.
I'm ready to retire the word content.
Yeah, I
don't know what else to say there. I know what you're saying. I didn't know what else to say there.
My only point is I think Nate and Smitty, you guys like secretly love each other and want to fight. And whether that was goal number one, it might not have been, but it was definitely somewhere in the top three of things that will come out of this.
It's inevitable, of course.
Right.
You put us in the same room, we're going to get each other's throats.
Right.
Like,
and if you put Nate in a position of authority over Smitty, it's really going to be a fucked up situation.
You put like Tex as head coach, like there's going to be the same sort of animosity with everyone.
No, I don't think so.
Discussed Tex being the head coach. We decided that would not work in the event that
Dan
shows
up for humanity.
Decides to play.
That wouldn't work for New York.
No, I think he'd be a good coach for everybody else. You would not listen to anything he has to say, though.
I'd listen to Tex. Tex is fucking, dude, Tex is my guy.
Come on. You're talking about being honest. Let's all be honest.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'd listen to Tex. I'd tell him he's an idiot, but I'd listen to him.
If he was like, you're out of the game?
Yeah. Dude, if you're on a team, are you kidding me? You saying that I would just walk around?
Yeah, you would not.
I would not walk around and be like, I'm not coming out of the game. If we all agree that the coach is the coach, of course.
Best move about yesterday was Caleb. Was yelling at Nate while the game was going on and just letting his guy fly right by him.
That was a typical act.
Yelling at Nate.
Nothing about this surprised me. I love it. It's great. It's
not
entertaining.
Well.
But none of it surprises me.
Caleb's there 0% for the video, 100% to win a basketball game.
Caleb's a competitor. He's got that UNC. You know, he was a backup D1 quarterback, so he's got that fire.
Not according to Francis, but.
I'm happy at least you're getting in the game not being a mascot.
All right.
Either way, I think Nate, you should stay as
I'm back
coach.
As coach.
Smitty, I'm coming. Oh yeah, I'll be there. I'll listen to Nate. I'm gonna listen to Nate.
Thank you.
Nate wants to pull me out. That's fine. I'll talk to the press maybe after, but I'll listen to him during the game.